Call this meeting to order at 6:30. Agenda, any errors, additions?
I would like to make one amendment if I could, is in the closed meeting, I'd like to also add commercial third-party business interests, that's ATIA section 19(1) A and C. So there's some things that should probably be talked about, and it's good to talk about while we're doing budget as well. So I would like to add that in place. And there it could be a call if needed by council from the village solicitor as part of that too. So I'd like to put that amendment in with potential call in from the village, one of the village solicitors.
Can you use the mic?
Sure.
I don't think we're on.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Amendment has been proposed to the closed meeting section, which would be adding commercial third-party business interests under ATIA section 19(1) A and C, and also there is a likelihood that the village solicitor will be phoning in as part of the closed meeting. I'd like to have that, please amend that, please.
All in favor of the agenda as amended? Oh, I guess can I'll make that motion, but we'll accept it and
yes.
All in favor of
okay.
It. Budget, property tax.
Yes, the mic is on. So maybe start with the operating budget. Should I make one comment?
Mm-hmm.
So I did not put specifically a website on here. I thought it would be a discussion point that council has mentioned before. This would be the time. So to the extent it is setting the budget, I thought an appropriate place might be under the contract section. You might have noticed a few add-ons there. I think you've all had a chance to look. So that's probably the place if there was going to be something we could make an adjustment. So if I may say specifically on under administration expenses, contract services 212150 is the one I'm referring to. Just if that helps.
Jump above that one. So the
140.
For the director of.
Yes.
Okay, so do we know how much her courses are that she has to take?
Not specifically for upcoming. She has already taken a number of courses, so I think it's going to dwindle a little bit. But there's actually been a request, as council knows, for the director of emergency management and the deputy to meet with the emergency management agency, which is basically council.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they wanted to talk about is budget. It so happened they had scheduled that after this meeting. I had the opportunity to speak with the director. And so, oddly, the number that I put in, the 150 I was talking to before, is the number they were thinking of. Now, that doesn't mean it needs to be decided, that exact number, by the council, but I'm just saying that is recommended. So it's 3,000, just to say, but, you know, all in, you know, training,
yep.
Exercise, tabletop, and so on. So specifically for training, though, it's not great, but shouldn't be as much as it has been.
Okay.
Explain the two lines there, the net zero power generation, net zero capital reimbursement. So it's under 192 and 292.
Second page, just thought it was in administration, but why is it? Is it so? Second page, like back page? Second page?
It would be your back page minus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Different.
Okay. So. Okay. So there's a revenue. Okay, I was looking in the expense piece. Sorry. So, the two is being put in there. Okay, but to combine them probably for optics. So. The question was basically, what are those about?
Can you speak on the speaker?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Question on solar. There was in previous year some costs to be paid down. Last year was paid out. So they're, 2025. Budgeted 40, but in fact during the year that was paid down, The actual shows 2,500, so it didn't need a lot of pay down that year. So that was one side of the number. What was the other one? That's 292,540. Which is the other one you mentioned too?
The 192, just off of.
Okay, 192,540. Yeah. So one is the principal that's being paid down, and the other is the recovery that we get from the actual revenues, the credit obviously, and they're very close. That was our best approximate when we look at the budget. 25, it was seeming to be 40. I think we're actually running 46 and 46 going forward, but anyways, that's cost and recovery, and it's not paid off.
Maybe you should mention that we are going to start a reserve for the solar.
Yeah, thank you. So we have budgeted a reserve going forward, and it's included this year, so that if needed at some time in the future, we have something to start drawing on to keep the facility going. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what's the difference under public works? It says repair and maintenance, 2402, and then vehicle and equipment expenses, 1640.
Sorry, can you give the account, on the left side, the numbers would be helpful, if you wanna maybe help her.
Okay, it's 2402. Repairs and maintenance. Public works, the trade. Oh, that, this one? Okay. 2300252.
252?
252.
And there was another one you were asking of?
531.
23521?
Yeah.
Okay, just one. So I'm not seeing 230, I'm seeing 231. 231, I'm not seeing 230.
So is this one?
Okay, that helps. So this one here?
Mm-hmm.
And.
And this one.
Okay, thank you, okay, now let me see where we are. So what's the difference on repairs, vehicle, equipment expenses, repairs and maintenance, yeah. Just bear with me. So, not being defined very clearly here, the one difference in the description of vehicle, so at this point, I would say the sec, the lower one where it says vehicle would have to do with vehicle repairs. The one above should be referring to other public works equipment, like maybe Kubota or something in the shop or so on.
Ford.
Yeah.
Ford.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Since we're on that page, we're just sort of top line there, transfer from reserves?
Oh, so if you can just validate 231764, is that not relating it? Or is it about that?
Sorry, 131920.
Oh, 131920, okay. So let's just see what that relates to. Public works, what was that one? What did we, see what year was that, just a moment. So that was last year. Trying to think what we would have fixed to the tune, with some type of equipment repair. Not recalling if it was a truck, I don't think it was a tractor repair.
We did the bucket.
Was it, do you think it was up to 7,000, would it be?
No, there was a bucket and something else.
A bucket, yeah, so what that would have been is to cover some type of repair. I could get back offline and confirm exactly what that was.
I'm putting it up there.
I back to you on that one too. That would be, well, that's interesting. I'm just looking at the, I'll want to follow it up. If need be, I can take a, or I can request a recess to just check a couple of detail items. I just, I don't think it was 6,500. No, that's quite high. So, and it's a one-time thing. It's not a regular thing. So, maybe once we get through everything, I'll request a recess if that's okay, and then I can just check a couple of things quickly across the street. I'll check when I have an opportunity, but I was thinking possibly could be we flush out the pipelines every so often, or the lines, and that does add up. We don't do it all each year, but even, you know, partial, so that could well be what that is. But anyways, I will confirm. 2025 actual versus budget. So, yeah, the budget I see was way high. I don't recall why we would have budgeted so high, but the actual, if you look to the far left, is similar to the actual for 24 and 25 actuals are similar. So the more realistic number is the actual around 30,000. So I think that was a high budget. I just don't recall what we anticipated was going to potentially happen that year with wastewater. May I respond? That line you were looking at is actually a summary of details above. So if you go up to where it says wastewater service, the detail above, it's 142410, that area. So it would be page 5, just the page before. So about mid-page, right? You see wastewater service. So in there, if you look at the second line item called an improvement levy, 49,000, you'll see the number 84,000 versus 32 right at the bottom of that cell, right? What happened there was last year, the auditor came through and said, hey, wait a minute, this offsite levy, what we had been calling revenue for years, was actually, you can't call it revenue, it's just part of return. So it was actually an audit correction, so it was removed in future years subsequent, but it had already been in that budget because we didn't get it till the auditor caught it. So that accounts for the difference right there. I forgot about that, sorry. And I might add, we were very sad to lose $49,000 of revenue. That was a hard stopper.
into the camper. Able Center, 272-250. Or 272-5. So the ankle booth repairs and maintenance. The 525, is that?
Sorry, yes.
The bird repairs and maintenance.
Yeah, so 250 is the one you're looking at, or?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we've actually been discussing last council meeting, so on some repairs there. It's a capital item that I've put through on the capital budget, so we